First of all, there's this little matter of party affiliation. For nearly four decades, Eyre was a Republican.
I registered in a closed primary state, in my case, Maryland, at 18 years old with the Republican Party for various reasons, family tradition, some cultural issues, and I stuck with it through my service in the Navy.
After leaving the service, Eyre became more active in speaking. The changeover began during the 2016 election cycle, during which time he supported Ohio Governor John Kasich for president.
When he did not get the nomination, and when Donald Trump did, I knew that at the national level, there was no place for me in the Republican Party. I looked back to our district, and I noticed that the six or seven Republican candidates for the nomination to the House of Representatives, not a single one of them had a critical word to say about Mr. Trump, and that is unconscionable.
Eyre felt he had two choices, no party affiliation or becoming a Democrat.
In my lifetime, the Democrats have been more right on civil rights than the Republicans. The Democrats have been more right on the environment. And I recognize that when Democratic presidents have compromised with Congress, the way that we're supposed to be having our federal government operate, our debt goes down and our economy is on the positive.
For Eyre, so-called kitchen table issues are his top priorities, pointing to what he claims is the dysfunction of Congress in developing more and better paying jobs.
Where is the stimulus bill? The fact that it's not present is an instance of legislative malpractice. What we do have is a tax cut law that has given way too much credence to a failed theory of trickle-down economics.
Part of Eyre's campaign pitch online includes State of the Dream, a nationwide request launched by actress and activist Alyssa Milano for candidates to produce videos about their campaigns and goals. Eyre filmed his at Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Pensacola.
We dare to unify beyond party affiliation, to expand the American dream, primarily for workers struggling to share in America's bounty. We're fighting for better paying jobs, skills training for American workers to keep up with and lead the global economy.
Illegal immigration is bad. Legal immigration is good, says Eyre. And the wall proposed by President Trump on the Mexican border would be a monument to fear, ineffective, and a waste of money.
We need secure borders for economic reasons, security reasons, and to focus so much on the southwest border is misplaced attention and resources, and it is playing on the fears of racism that is coming out of the administration.
Unlike Republican candidates who once again are running on the idea of scrapping Obamacare, Eyre calls for keeping the Affordable Care Act and fixing what's wrong.
Well, the Republicans said repeal and replace, where is the replacement? They just don't have any. Another instance of incompetence in the way they approach major legislation. So when the Democratic leadership convinced John McCain to come out in that night and put his thumbs down, what McCain and the Democrats were saying was, sometimes process is substance.
Phil Eyre served 26 years in the Navy, rising from the enlisted ranks to become an aviator who flew missions during the Cold War and Operation Desert Storm. So it goes without saying, one of his closest issues is taking care of his fellow veterans in areas such as healthcare and transition services.
We need to provide good medical care for whatever it costs, basically, to help repair those people who have given their all for our country. We've got a covenant, and I've got the experience to recognize it and to deal with it.
One question Democratic House candidates are facing is how they stand on the possible impeachment of President Trump if their party wins the House in November. Eyre, if he's elected, says he and his colleagues would need to approach it slowly and deliberately.
To make sure I'm consulting with people in our district to air it out. There have been indications and warning of all kinds of financial misdeeds and malevolent influence emanating from Russia that are real. But we need evidence.
If Phil Eyre takes the Democratic nomination on Tuesday, on November 6th, he'll face either incumbent Republican Matt Gaetz or Chris Joseph, a Marine Corps veteran and friend of Eyre's from their flight school days in Pensacola. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.